Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Good Nights Sleep Project podcast. If you have a sleep problem, insomnia, waking up multiple times at night, snoring, having to sleep in the other room, sleep apnea, waking up foggy, tired, exhausted, restless leg syndrome, neck, shoulder, back pain, and more, then this podcast may provide answers for these problems. Although it's not medical advice, it's a summary of my learnings on having sleep problems for 20 plus years and my discussions with hundreds of sleep practitioners, apnea specialists, snoring specialists, narcolepsy specialists, and more. I hope that if you do have a sleep problem and that's what's caused you to listen to this podcast, that you'll find the beginnings of an answer or perhaps the whole answer by listening. Tune in, but I want you to know again that this is not medical advice, this is not tax advice, this is not financial advice, this is not psychological advice. It's purely information. What you do with it is up to you and your responsibility. But again, our goal here at the Good Night Sleep Project is to at least give you the help you need to have a great night's sleep, 7 nights a week, if possible, every night of your life. Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Good Night Sleep Project podcast. I'm reading a book by a guy named Dr. Marty McCarry. I've heard an interview with him with Dr. Peter Attia. And I'm working on his book, Unaccountable, What Hospitals Won't Tell You and How Transparency Can Revolutionize Healthcare. He's also the author of another book called The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. Why is this relevant to you and what does this have to do with sleep? Well, some of the scariest facts that Dr. McCarry recounts in his books and his interviews, he said 1 in 5 Americans are in collections, are in debt because of medical debt. And, you know, it's from a hospital bill, from some kind of sickness that they endured. These are people that have insurance, by the way. These are not people that are uninsured, but people that have insurance. And with the co-pays and with the percentages of, you know, money they have to pay on conditions they have and for prescription drugs, they're in debt to the point where they can't pay. And the medical system is coming after them using the legal system. So 1 in 5 Americans, which is unbelievable, are in collections because of medical debt. That's crazy. Even crazier is that medical debt is the number one cause of bankruptcy in the United States. So people can't pay. Whether or not they need the health care is, you know, obviously a gigantic debate, but they can't pay and they're pursued into bankruptcy. So imagine that happening because of, you know, something that happens in a medical incident. So how does this figure into the Good Night Sleep Project? Well, it's our goal to get you a better night's sleep more than you're getting right now. Maybe every night of your life is terrible and you're sleeping horribly and you just dread it. Maybe you're sleeping pretty well, but you want to sleep better and improve athletic performance or how you feel during the day and just feel better. You know, be in a happier mood, be more relaxed, be more present with your family, etc. That's our goal here at the Good Night Sleep Project. That's why the company is named that. I don't want you to have some kind of medical condition that perhaps was assisted by poor sleep. Maybe you've been sleeping poorly. Maybe you've had sleep apnea for 5 or 10 years, and now you have high blood pressure or you have, you know, some other disease that might have been precipitated by that. Maybe you've snored for many years, and again, it's raised your blood pressure or caused you to gain weight or, you know, other things like that. Maybe you've had insomnia, and you just haven't slept enough, and you've ended up getting cancer or, you know, whatever other medical condition, God knows. Maybe you've had a horrible stuffed-up nose every day of your life for years, and you know you're a mouth breather, and therefore your sleep's compromised, and therefore your overall health is in bad shape. And what happens when people start to not feel well is pretty quickly they run into the medical system, which is understandable. And very often they're given antibiotics or other drugs to control their condition. You know, again, whatever it is, high blood pressure or, you know, head migraines, whatever it may be, neck pain, etc. So what happens there, as in the statistics tell us, what happens is a fifth of the time at least, people end up with so much medical debt because they get trapped in the medical system somehow because of their condition. They end up bankrupt, or it puts a tremendous strain on their marriage, on their relationships, on their job. I mean, it alters the whole course of their life. So I certainly can't prevent this, but perhaps with the right pillow, with the right sleep, with the right knowledge, and if you can get a good night's sleep more times than you're getting right now, if you can get a good night's sleep every night of the week, if possible, that you may be able to stave off some of these conditions or lessen their intensity and reduce your dependence on the medical system or reduce your dependence on drugs and surgeries and things like that. Now, again, I have to make the caveat. This is not medical advice. There's no double-blind studies to prove any of this. But if you think about it logically, a good night's sleep and feeling good and getting refreshed and waking up in a good mood versus bad, waking up without having to have a coffee to function, waking up and being happier around your family and at work, all these things are super positive things for your outlook. And there are studies that show poor sleep, meaning not enough sleep or poor sleep conditions due to, again, snoring, apnea, insomnia, etc., they lead to a lot of health problems. So the medical literature out there is pointing this direction. Again, I can't tell you specifically that sleeping better is going to, you know, save your life or prevent any of these things. But the two look like they're intertwined. Good sleep health, it looks like, will lead to better health overall and may prevent you from falling into this trap of debt and bankruptcy and anguish and, I mean, all kinds of problems that, like I said, I've mentioned. So how can we do this? One way that we've come up with to help people get a better night's sleep is by getting them a custom tailored pillow. Now, I'm not going to go into why and all that stuff in this podcast because that's not the purpose of it. But this is one of our forays. This is one of our ways to help people get a better night's sleep. I'm just telling you why it's so important to get a good night's sleep. Again, it's to stave off becoming one of these statistics. So if you need help, if you've got questions, if you want to improve your sleep and you've got something going on that's preventing that or causing you to sleep poorly, visit goodnightssleepproject.com. Nights is plural, so goodnightssleepproject.com. Let us know how we can help. Thank you. Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Good Nights Sleep Project podcast. If you have a sleep problem, insomnia, waking up multiple times at night, snoring, having to sleep in the other room, sleep apnea, waking up foggy, tired, exhausted, restless leg syndrome, neck, shoulder, back pain, and more, then this podcast may provide answers for these problems. Although it's not medical advice, it's a summary of my learnings on having sleep problems for 20 plus years and my discussions with hundreds of sleep practitioners, apnea specialists, snoring specialists, narcolepsy specialists, and more. I hope that if you do have a sleep problem and that's what's caused you to listen to this podcast, that you'll find the beginnings of an answer or perhaps the whole answer by listening. Tune in, but I want you to know again that this is not medical advice, this is not tax advice, this is not financial advice, this is not psychological advice. It's purely information. What you do with it is up to you and your responsibility. But again, our goal here at the Good Night Sleep Project is to at least give you the help you need to have a great night's sleep, 7 nights a week, if possible, every night of your life.